This recording of the Adhan, or morning call to prayer, was made by Nathaniel Wilder while staying at a Jerusalem hostel. Nathaniel made it at 4:58 in the morning, called it the first thing one morning, this gift, and uploaded it to the website Cowbird with a short caption of his experience. Cowbird is a storytelling project created by Jonathan Harris, who could be called a new media artist of sorts, and who aspires to make the internet, or at least his corner of it, a more humanizing experience. So he's giving ordinary people the tools to tell their own stories. The idea is that Cowbird could be a haven for human vulnerability, emotions, and stories, and a refuge from self-aggrandizing status updates and cat videos that proliferate online. We reached him via Skype from the Bay Area to find out more. And Jonathan Harris, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hopefully you can hear me all right.
No, I can hear you now. Well, Jonathan, I'm curious. You've done multimedia installations at MoMA. You've spoken at TED conferences. You have about 20 websites and projects listed under your domain at the number 27. I wonder how you describe what you do when someone says, hi, what do you do?
It's always a slightly schizophrenic question. For me, I usually just stick with artist and computer scientist. I've used technology in a lot of different ways over the years to try to kind of evolve the art of storytelling in all of its different forms. I've done a lot of work with very big data sets, and I've done also a lot of kind of documentary work. And then with Cowbird, it's my first experience with trying to build a tool for many other people to use.
I want to talk about Cowbird. This is an effort to build like a what you're calling a public library of human experiences. So what does that look like? How do you capture those human experiences?
Well, we basically built a really simple way where anybody can come on and post simple stories about their life experiences. And those stories can consist of photographs, audio clips, and text. And then they can also tag their experiences with all of this different metadata, like where it happened, when it happened, what people were involved, and what it was about. And basically what our system does is it automatically connects together the life experiences of different people so that you get these kind of emergent meta narratives that start to form around certain topics and places and people and things. And then you get these kind of collective stories that we all take part in.
So how would you say that's different than a collection of status updates or something that someone might post on Facebook?
So the big difference with Cowbird is that we're focused on a kind of deeper, more personal, longer-lasting mode of self-expression. So while the status updates you see on places like Facebook and Twitter might disappear a few minutes after you post them, kind of drowned in the torrent of new stuff, Cowbird stories are designed to be things that will still resonate like 50 or 100 years from now, the types of things that you might want to pass along to your kids and your grandkids as family heirlooms. Mm.
You know, it's funny. I've heard the Adhan, the morning call to prayer, and I'm sure many people have heard it either live or on recording so many times. But I do feel like I kind of heard it anew hearing about Nathaniel's experience. What do you think is going on there for the viewer of these things? How do these stories, I don't know, kind of puncture through us?
Well, I think there's so much information now. We're just drowning in data and drowning in novelty all of the time. But being able to connect that information to other human beings and how it's affected them emotionally and experientially adds this different layer to information that really allows us to connect with it. I think we're all really searching for meaning, and we can find meaning through really connecting deeply with other people, even if we don't know those people. But if they can talk to us about their experiences and have those remind us of something that maybe we've gone through.
Well, let's hear one of the many stories people have posted on Cowbird. Here's an excerpt, actually, from a story by Arlette Loudhawk. She's a Lakota Sioux. Now, in the background, there's a photograph of what looks like dream catchers hanging on a line on the prairie as this plays.
It is so beautiful. It is so sacred. I always say, you know what? In white man's churches, you got to imagine God all the way. Well, come to the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Come to a ceremony with me. You know what? You no longer have to imagine spirituality and God. God is with us. And the Pope, he sits at Rome. God never talks to him. But on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, God talks to holy men every weekend.
That's Arlette Loudcloud, her story submitted to Cowbird, and I'm speaking to Jonathan Harris. He's a new media artist, I guess a computer scientist as well, and Cowbird is one of his many projects. It's a website giving people tools for uploading stories and photographs, audio, text, or video. Jonathan, each time I went to the site, the one word that described the stories changed. You know, so the one we just heard might say like God, life, or spirit. So there's no fixed category. What's the decision behind that?
Those words that appear as overlays over the photographs are words that are taken from each individual story. In that case, that would be something that that author has tagged that story with. And so it just gives a little bit of a kind of visually enticing hook that pulls you in. When you just see photographs by themselves, you kind of feel like you're looking at a photo gallery. But when you pair those photographs with words, even single words, it just creates this tension that will often cause you to want to look a little bit more deeply and see what that's about.
On Cowbird, unlike many other websites, one cannot comment on another person's story. You can like it, but it's kind of a one-way street in comparison to a lot of interactive site design, and you've worked a lot with interactivity. So I'm curious about the thought process behind that.
Yeah, that was a very clear choice we made not to allow commenting. And the reason was we wanted to create a really silent, almost sacred environment for storytellers. I think comment threads on the internet often devolve into these rancorous forms of vitriol, and we really wanted to avoid that dynamic in Cowbird. So in Cowbird, it's only possible to make positive actions. You can love somebody's story. You can add it into a collection. You can retell their story to your audience. You can do all of these things, but there's no opportunity to express negativity. And that was very important in creating a safe, harmonious environment that would encourage people to really open up.
I imagine people also don't tell stories that they think will be popular. You know, they're just telling them quite honestly. You're taking away this layer of appeal on the web.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, I would say in the web at large, there's sort of this economy of popularity and this basic competition for self-promotion to see how cool you can look. And on Cowbird, we've noticed that almost the inverse of that has been happening, which is that people are almost competing to see how vulnerable they can appear, which is a very strange thing, because the more vulnerable the story, the more that it tends to resonate with the community. And so a lot of people strive to tell very vulnerable, revealing stories, knowing that those might resonate more with other people, because I think people are really craving that openness and honesty, because there's just so little of it in the rest of the internet and even in the rest of our lives nowadays.
Jonathan, we have to wrap. Just wondering, you've got so many other projects before you. Are you going to stick with Cowbird or just move along at some point?
Cowbird is going to stick around for many, many years, I hope. I'm going to keep working on it. I am going to start working on some other things as well. I've spent about 3 years of my life working on Cowbird now, and I'm really anxious to move on and try some new territory. So I'm trying to decide what'll be next.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Jonathan Harris, computer scientist, artist, kind of a digital troubadour and creator of the Cowbird website and several other interactive projects. You'll find links to all at his number 27 website. That's at wordofmouthradio.org. And coming up, we're going to learn about the world's first radio station broadcast from inside an insane asylum when Word of Mouth continues.